The letters bag this week brings comment about the natural world and concerns for the beauty of our county.
Reg Parsons of Horning comments on the loss of insects. Do you remember when bug deflectors were fitted to the bonnets of a number of cars? A journey of 100 miles or so on a hot summer's day would necessitate stopping to clean the insects from your windscreen. Now, presumably due to the indiscriminate use of pesticides, rarely do we need to debug our windscreens and number plates. When I moved to my house 13 years ago, my bird feeder, filled with sunflower hearts, necessitated regular topping up due to the dozens or so goldfinches queuing on the fence, waiting their turn for breakfast. Now, this species has all but disappeared, presumably due to the dearth of insects needed to supplement their diet. What a shame if we were to lose such a beautiful bird.
G. Robson of Diss is concerned about spoiling our county. All the positive contributions from everyone involved in helping celebrate Norfolk Day are to be applauded. I, too, am very proud of living in our wonderful county and hold all that was and is still special about living and working in Norfolk very close to my heart. However, while we all celebrate, can we also just wake up to the continual battle that we have with the awful litter build-up that I see nearly everywhere I go, and the continual fly-tipping activities which are blighting our lovely landscape? If we truly care about our wonderful and beautiful county, then this must be tackled head-on. We should also be very wary of the increasing overdevelopment that's now rapidly occurring in our county, which, if we're not careful, is going to totally change all that is so special about Norfolk. And, unfortunately, once the damage is done, 10,000 new homes along the A11 for one instance, it's sadly irreversible.
And finally, Tim Pigney of Helsdon has some thanks to extend. Recently, I underwent surgery at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for a long-awaited hip replacement. I would just like to thank the staff at all levels who looked after me. The care and dedication was wonderful at all times. I am convinced that angels have uniforms.